Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And Remax Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. Remax Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful that you have decided to spend some time with us this afternoon. In studio with us, and this is something, if you are in the business of shipping anything to anybody, you're going to want to pay attention to Sol Kermali. Sol is with a New York-based company. It's called eShipper. Welcome to the News Hour, Sol. So nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit, first of all, about your family. I think it's a great story, and we always like to do a little backstory about some of our guests.
Well, my parents were both born in Zanzibar. It's an island located in Tanzania, in the eastern side of Africa. They both had migrated here about 20-some-odd years ago, and I was born in New York City. Mm. So my background is East African, a little bit of ancestry in India, but yeah, that's my parents are Zanzibarian. I'm Zanzibarian, technically.
Zanzibarian. Favorite food in Zanzibar would be what?
Oh, Zanzibar. It'd probably be something called mishkaki. It's a meat that's skewed, and it's amazing. And there's also something called the Zanzibari mix, which you can probably get around the world if you ask for it. It's yellow potatoes with a little bit of fried onions, and it's really good.
I'm hungry already. This is why we do this during the dinner hour. All right. So let's talk a little bit about your business. It's called eShipper, been around for quite some time. What is it that you offer businesses that ship stuff?
Well, we offer a wide variety of services and solutions. It's online-based, so it's quite easy to handle. As you all know, everything's pretty much online nowadays. It gives you options, it gives you rates, it gives the small timers, the people that only ship once a day or once a week, the opportunity to ship something at a lower cost and something that maybe the big guy around the corner gets as far as the rate is concerned that these small timers don't. And eShipper gives them that opportunity, whether it's international or domestic.
Now, would I have my pick of what carrier I would be able to use, or are you locked into a specific carrier?
No, you actually get the options to choose between the UPSs and the FedExes and the DHLs, and it's wonderful because you have those options, and those options are hard to find on one area.
Now, when we're talking about shipping things, are you shipping big things, big ticket items, or heavy items, or can you be shipping smaller things?
Oh, well, I mean, obviously with the FedEx and the UPS and the DHLs, you are probably shipping smaller items, mm-hmm. but we do have an LTL portal that you can ship across border within the United States for the heavier weight stuff. So all the opportunities for any type of shipping you want to do is on eShipper USA and on the platform.
Now, eShipper started as a company up in Canada. Tell us a little bit about that history.
Well, Canada Worldwide was a company that my uncle had formed about 25 years ago. And he then decided about 10 years ago that he wanted to tap into the U.S. market. He created eShipper Canada, which started off as a little prototype in Canada to see how it would run. He then moved it into the United States about 10 years ago, like I said, in New York. And it's been, you know, smooth sailing since then, and we're here now, and I'm talking to you, so it's a great opportunity so far.
So this is a family-owned business?
Yes, it is, yes. The Kermali family strictly owns the entire entity, and it's been wonderful. It's been brought down to every single generation.
So let's talk about some of the people that might be able to use the products that you have on eShipper. Who might they be? Would they be what kinds of companies?
Well, it could honestly be anybody who ships, but we market ourselves to people that are, you know, people that are sending engines around the world, to people that are just sending their paychecks every week, to people that are sending, you know, law offices, that are sending, you know, attorney stuff and paperwork and things that need to be sent over, contracts. We have amazing express rates. We have amazing ground rates. And I think that's the beauty of it, is that it's to any part of the audience, any part of the market, anybody can use eShipper USA, and that's the beauty of it.
So when we use eShipper USA, it's some kind of an online portal that we have to go to, and then we choose what it is. Do we, you know, so many times there's a person in a company, whatever that company has to be, and that's their job to make sure that they're shipping whatever all over. Are they sometimes missing the best freight rates because they're not adequately maybe having the opportunity to compare?
I think that is the case some of the times. I think people out there are always ready to look for good rates. They're always ready to look for options. And I think sometimes it's not so much their fault. It's also people, you know, around them and us ourselves. I mean, we have to market ourselves better. And that's why I'm here today. I mean, you're giving me this platform and I'm grateful for it. I think that the people out there, the shipping managers, they need to look out and see that if they can get better rates out there, it doesn't hurt to try. And when you do try, you get options and you get rates and you get a bunch of things that you wouldn't even expect coming.
The company is called eShipper USA. You can find them online, and Sal and his family would love to do business with you. Thanks for coming to Iowa, man. This is kind of cool.
Thank you, Michael. First time New York City boy in Iowa, but it's been amazing. So thank you.
So what's your impression of Iowa so far, anyway?
Everyone's so nice. It's wonderful. It's a very cozy town, very cozy state. I mean, and it's been wonderful so far. Des Moines has been amazing.
That's what we hope to hear, anyway. All right. Sal Camarale, ladies and gentlemen. The business is called eShipper USA. Go online and find out more about it there. We'll have links, of course, on the podcast. We've got to move aside. Thanks so very much for being with us. Hang in there. There's more to come on the Business News Hour.